Amin Rehani's The Book of Khalid was published in 1911, but the issues that led the author to write it are still relevant today, says May Rehani, an Arab-American poet and the author's niece.
The whole book is about how the migrant sees this new world and how an Arab in particular interacts with the culture of the United States, with the daily life, with the materialism and the spirituality, how those two cultures interface and how those two cultures can be useful to each other, meaning the Arab culture and the American culture, how we can learn from each other.
Mary Haney says Khalid, the Lebanese immigrant and title character of the novel, turns his immersive experience in New York and American culture into a plea for political and economic progress in the Arab world. In this passage from the novel, read by May Rehani, Khalid wonders whether the freedoms he has found in America, symbolized by New York's famed Statue of Liberty, might inspire a similar birth of freedom across the Arab world.
Is it possible that the future will witness a Statue of Liberty next to the pyramids? Are we to see your twin in the Roman Sea? When will you rotate along with the moon around the earth and break the chains of subjugated people and enslaved nations? Take with you a small bottle of this sacred water and sprinkle it on the coast of Egypt, Syria, Palestine, Armenia, and the countries of the Anatolia, and to every island you pass by, and every country you visit.
This century-old tale of a young Arab's cross-cultural dream of freedom has great relevance in today's post-9/11 world. Todd Fine, Project Khalid's director, believes the novel would be especially interesting to American students, providing a unique view of Arab culture, history, and the experience of Arab migrants. Indeed, one of the major objectives in the coming year will be to introduce a new edition of Rehani's novel to U.S. high school and college curricula. Just one of a series of efforts, Fine says, is planned to acquaint more Americans with the Book of Khalid.
We are planning an event at the Library of Congress in March 2011 to be the official celebration of this novel and to be a forum for experts and scholars to commemorate it. We are also planning website and some media outreach that will demonstrate to the entire country the importance of the 100th anniversary of the first Arab American novel.
Fine says the Khalid Project is assembling a group of American scholars, teachers, and librarians to conduct a public workshop on Rehani's work. One of those experts is Nathan Funk, an assistant professor of peace and conflict studies at Waterloo University in Canada and the author of Amin Rehani, Bridging East and West.
You know, here is a person who was the product of two cultures and who found much of value in both and who felt that his humanity was completed by participating in both, even though they seemed at times to have some different value priorities and differences in worldview. And he actively worked within himself to get a view of the world that was large enough to include the strengths of both of the cultures, to find places where they met and could create a basis for a fuller way of being human.
Funk says author Amin Rehani also anticipated in the political commentary running through the Book of Khalid that America and the Arab world would need skilled cultural ambassadors to bridge the gulf between them and to prevent dangerous misunderstandings. Funk believes that at this critical time in U.S.-Arab relations, the title character in Amin Rehani's 1911 novel might serve the role of cultural ambassador very ably. Mohammed Al-Shinawi, VOA News.